Hello, hello, hello. You listen to the radio station CITR 101.9 FM. This is Russian Tim Show, and I'm going to play you today a lot of local band. They called Dead and Driving, and they have a brand new album. We're going to talk to Matt from the band today on the show, and they have an album release show this Saturday at the Red Gate. Let's start. This is the opening track from the new Dead and Driving album. The song is called The Day I Inherit the Earth. Hello, hello, hello. You listen to the radio station CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, broadcasting live from University of British Columbia. It also stands for UBC. This is Russian Tim Show. I will play you some punk rock music until 10 a.m. in this morning, and it's gonna be fun. At least that's the plan for today's episode. I just played you a song which is called The Day I Inherit the Earth. This is an opening track from the new album by the band called Dead and Driving from Vancouver. They released a brand new album. It's called A Worthwhile Endeavor. The album came out on Early Onset Records. And this Saturday, Dead and Driving, they're celebrating the release of A Worthwhile Endeavor, which is the new album. And they will play a show at the venue which is called Red Gate Arts Society, and they will play the great local artists, the Greatest Sons, Anthems and Indications. This is happening on Saturday, celebration of the new Dead and Driving album. Today on the show I'll play you a few songs, not only the first one, also track number two and track number the other one. A little bit later in the show, we'll talk to the man who is the fearless leader of Dead and Driving Incorporated. And we will talk about the brand new album, about the upcoming show, and all the secrets behind playing three guitars in this band. Let's keep moving. Let me play you a couple more songs from A Worthwhile Endeavor by Dead and Driving. So if you're not familiar with the musical compositions of this album, you can get familiar with the musical compositions of this album. Learn every single word and then sing along on Saturday like a mad singer along with Dead and Driving. Let's do this. This is track number two from the album. It's called Chasing Dreams is Just a Death Sentence. You listen to Russian Tim Show. This is Dead and Driving playing on Saturday at the Red Gate celebrating the new album. We'll be right back.
what to tell. When in an open cell, this private hell is still be nice.
Hello, you listen to the radio station CITR. This is Russian Tim Show, and today I'm playing you lots of songs from the new album by the band called Dead and Driven. The album is called A Forefile Endeavor. We heard two songs. The first track was Chasing Dreams is Just a Death Sentence, and then the track called Before I Start Noticing. The new album came out on January 13th, which is precisely 2 weeks ago, and the band will be celebrating the release of their new album on Saturday at the venue, which is called Red Gate Art Society, and they will be playing the Greatest Sons, Anthems, and Indications. And right now on the line, I have my good friend Matt Earl from the band Dead and Driven, and we are ready to talk about the wonderful album, A Worthwhile Endeavor. Matt, good morning, my friend, and welcome to the show. Hey, Matt? Matt should be some... Okay, Matt, buddy, let's try again. Can you hear me again?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Oh, perfect. Sorry for a little miscommunication. It's all my disastrous fault, but I fixed it, and now we're back on air, and we're ready to talk.
It's a thrill of doing it live, man.
Exactly. speaking of doing things live, you're going to do your album live on Saturday at Red Gates Art Society, A Worthwhile Endeavor. This is the reason we're having this phone conversation in front of other people to hear. And first of all, congratulations. The album is fantastic. Like I said, I've been listening, took a very first detailed listen when the album came out. I really, really like the album. Congratulations. I think this could be maybe the best thing you ever done as a collective, as a songwriter, as a band. Do you agree?
I definitely think so. And I think the rest of the band members would agree with me. I think this is probably our best batch of tracks yet. And Yeah, I think we're all pretty proud of it. Pretty thrilled with the way it turned out.
I think it should be because, yeah, like I said, I personally like, I'm biased, I'm a fan of the band, but I think this is a great album. Could we please talk a little bit about the process of songwriting and creating the album? Because, like I said, as me looking from the outside, I saw three main points from your official Instagram page. The first one was then three of you were in someone's apartment working on guitar monies and guitar parts. The second part was when you were supposed to go outside of town to record and that failed. And the third part was when you actually recorded the album and posted some stories on your Instagram for us to see. But I'm sure there was a little bit more to it. So could you please talk a little bit about the process of creating this new album?
Yeah, so the first three songs we wrote were Dying Breed, Mortal Coil and the Midnight Oil, and Before I Started Noticing. And we wrote those while our old bass player, Sam, was in the band. But he shortly quit, and we had to get a new bass player. So writing new songs just kind of went on the back burner. And, you know, we had to get our new bass player, Dana, up to speed on, you know, the songs off our last album. Mm-hmm. But then, like, once we were all comfortable with that and the pandemic hit, obviously we had a lot of time. We weren't playing shows, so what else are you going to do but write new songs? So we just, when it was safe to get together to jam, we just started doing that, and we just started working on the new album, and it all came pretty quickly. This one was different because normally, you know, we have three guitar players, and normally we would just be trying to come up with, you know, guitar leads as quick as we can on the spot in the jam session, so the bass player and the drummer weren't bored to tears because... they just kind of sit in the corner and let us do our thing. And so, you know, you start to feel bad after they've just been on their phone for 20 minutes. So you're like, so this time we decided, like, the three of us would just get together and work on them, like, song by song, and just work on them so we could take our time and really come up with just some cool leads and some cool guitar riffs and stuff, and just have some, put a little more attention into it. So yeah, that was like a different thing, and I think it paid off in spades. And then we were scheduled to go record at the Noise Floor in Gabriola, which is like a studio that you go. It's got like accommodation and stuff, and it's basically kind of like a sleepaway camp that you're recording an album. It's like a little vacation. But yeah, we had it all planned out, but then 5 days before we were supposed to head over there, you know, there were just some. You know, the government just put down some serious mandates and some restrictions because of COVID, and the numbers were getting higher. So, unfortunately, we just had to cancel. It just wasn't in the cards. But we, through the help of our friend JJ, who ended up recording the album, we were able to book a studio and got things rolling pretty quick. We just had to wait. It only got delayed like a month. And then we just, got a studio and we recorded it in about 10 days.
Wow. Yeah, because I can imagine being like all geared up, ready for the recording session, like, you know, probably super practiced and excited.
Yeah.
And then such a bummer that you have to delay. And
it was disappointing, but like, you know, around that time, you know, stuff like that was happening all the time. So it was always just kind of like, a possibility. We knew it was always going to be a possibility.
Yeah, but I'm glad that it turned out super good. And yeah, like I said, I like the album, and definitely all those pre-work with the guitar parts turned out, because like I like listening to how three guitars work on this record. And they work together. Sometimes they work separately. Sometimes one guitar leads and two other support. But the one I like about the songs, when I listened for the first time to the record and paid a lot of attention, one thing which stuck out to me that all songs were good. And what I mean by that, like, you know, like it's a matter of taste, one legendary Canadian band said, it's all killer, no filler. Every song was good in the sense that parts were like, it made sense. You know, they were well written. It sounded like we had practice. The question to you is it you just being a genius songwriter that the 10 songs you write, they turned out great? Or was there many other song ideas and you just picked the 10 best ones?
Yeah, the latter. So, like, yeah, I just, you know, when I'm writing for a new album or a new project or whatever, I'll just try to write as much as I can. And I like, I have a bunch of songs, and I'll keep a little list in my phone about like all the songs I have, and I'll try to order them from like what I think is the best one and what I think is the weakest one. Mm-hmm. So, you know, the best one is like the one I bring to the band. The one that's sitting at the top of the list is the first one I teach them. So yeah, that's my advice to songwriters would be just write a lot of songs and then pick your best ones instead of just writing a couple songs. And because I don't know, you're probably gonna, you got to write a lot of shit until you get to the goal.
Exactly. You've mentioned that you pre-worked about three guitars. It's a fairly, well, I wouldn't say it's like fairly unique. That's fairly unique, at least for our Vancouver punk scene, having three guitars in a band. Could you please tell like what you personally like about having three guitars, and how does that affect the arrangement, the songwriting, keeping all that that you have three guitars in mind for the recording?
Well, it's definitely made me kind of like hyper aware of what everyone's doing in the band. Because I figure if you're gonna have three guitar players, you got to justify it. So we always, for the most part, try to have us all playing something different. Rarely, quite rarely, are two of us doubling up on the same riff. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's just a lot of fun. It just like opens up more like avenues and more sounds that you can make, and just kind of you can make things sound grander and bigger just by having that you know, third guitarist. And yeah, you know, you can have something going, and you know, you can play with feedback and just kind of come up with cool lines and just play around. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, it is a lot of fun, and it's interesting to listen. But also, you had one instrument which I don't think made it to the cut of the album. There was a massive metal piece which you were hitting. That was, yeah. you showed us that through your when you recorded the process. Could you please talk about what happened to this? Why JJ took it out? Because otherwise, sure. It sounds like, you know, it's kind of like Rage Against the Machine. Like all the sounds are made by the action. Instruments, so the metal piece didn't make into the album. Tell the story, because I think it's super funny.
Yeah, so we had kind of like wrapped recording. We had done everything we you know, had to do. All the guitar and bass and drums and vocals were done, and we were in the studio, and it was kind of like our last night there. And the owner of the studio, Mike Kenyon, who owns Phony Records, he was just like, "Well, hey, we don't have to wrap up." He's like, "Let's play around with some stuff. I got like some crazy auxiliary percussion and instruments, and he had like this synth thing. What the hell is it called? I can't remember. But like, yeah, we've tried putting some stuff on. Nothing that actually made the final cut. But there was this one big piece of scrap metal. He was like, "Yeah, just try like banging that." It's just this big jagged piece of metal that you could definitely like cut your hand on if you weren't careful. we took it into the recording booth, and Joel was just hitting it, and it was to the song Horoscope. Oh. He was just kind of hitting it on the 2 and 4 count, I think. And yeah, we were just like, "Oh, well, we'll just keep it low in the mix. It'll be like a little like fun Easter egg or something." But then we were I had to go back and do some vocals a few like a week later. And we were listening to the recordings, and JJ was listening to Horoscope, and he's just like, "What the hell is that sound? What the hell is that sound?" And we were just like, "I think that's the scrap metal, dude." That, and he's like, "Oh, yeah, right, I forgot about that. Well, that's going out," and he just deleted it.
Well, yeah, but yeah, I felt it was so funny, because when you posted that on the internet, I was like, yeah, "What the hell is going on? Well, that could be cool, but let's see how that works out."
We just had some extra time and decided to screw around, but it was all to no avail.
So the album came out on the Early Onset Records. You're part of this organization. I think you're doing lots of cool things. For the people who don't know, could you please tell how that works? Because I think it's a super cool concept, and more people should know about it.
Yeah, so Early Onset Records is a non-for-profit local record label that... that I'm a part of, that I run with my wife and my friends Jeff and Ryan from the band Anthems, and our friend Jamie Lee, who is just a avid supporter of the local punk scene. And it's a label that is based on a membership model. So people can sign up for a $100 membership, and that entitles you to every vinyl that we release that year, which we call a series. But that $100 also helps to fund the pressing of these records. So not only are you helping fund it, but you're getting anywhere between five to eight vinyls in a year for just $100. So yeah, you're a supporter of the arts and you're getting something out of it. We just have to pay our way just for like Shopify accounts and stuff like that. But none of us are pocketing anything. We're not profiting off it at all. Only the bands stand to profit.
Cool, cool. I think that's a super cool idea because you've already released quite a few great records, the Anthems vinyl release, Anchores, Stutter, Brass, and I'm missing one more.
And Dead and Driving.
Dead and Driving, yeah. Oh, sorry. So, yeah, so yeah, and your new album, which is out right now. Where people can buy it besides, you all should sign up for Early Onset Records, but if somebody wants just to pick it up, where it's available for purchase and for listen.
Yeah, so if you want to get a membership, you can just go to earlyonsetrecords.com and become a member. Or if you just want to get a single vinyl for yourself, most of our vinyls are being sold at Neptune, and all of our vinyls are currently at Red Cat Records on both record stores on Main Street. Or you can just come to a show and come see us at the merch booth.
Exactly. Speaking of the show, your release album is on Saturday at the Red Gate. You will play the whole album front to back, and then you will play the Greatest Sons, Anthems, and Indications. It's kind of like early onset family celebration of a birthday from the new album, and I think that's a cool idea. This is going to be great.
Yeah. I'm really looking forward to it, and I'm super stoked about the lineup we have. They're all three bands. They're three of my favorite local bands, so I'm not only excited to play, I'm excited to be a spectator at the show as well.
Perfect. So the Greatest Sons, Anthems, Indications are playing. How about we hear songs by this band? And I think there was a request from you, the song from the Greatest Sons. You requested to play Enough of It All, a track by Greatest Sons.
That's right. It's a hidden gem off their album. I don't think it gets enough attention or enough light shone on it. I wish they would make it a part of their regular repertoire.
Well, regular is...
They're going to hear me out, but if they're listening right now, you should play that song on Saturday.
Yeah, regular repertoire, I was going to say that regular is a big, big, big stretch because their repertoire is happens once per year at best.
Yeah. So why not? Why not throw it in there then?
All right, but thank you so much. Congratulations on the new album. You did a great job, and I'm very proud of everything of the record, and I'm super excited for the Saturday to see you play the record.
Awesome. Thank you so much for having me, Tim.
Thanks, Matt.
See you Saturday.
Thanks, man. See you on Saturday. Congratulations. And how about we hear that request, the hidden gem from the Greatest Sons album. The song is called Enough of It All.
Shut it down. We'll be right back. that's it, we're all fucked now. Standing in line, we're all screaming for help. But that said now, we're all fucked up. Delusions of grandeur, the view from the top. Well, I said, and I believe in it. I bet that you believe in him. I meant another meaning it. I bled, I'm fucking bleeding in. Having trouble seeing things in the red. Instead of just hammering home, shattering up, telling me to stop when you've had enough of it. Oh, enough of it. Oh, enough of it. Oh, you've had enough of it. Oh,
we'll be right back. for TV. I never understood why things won't work out perfectly. Understanding my thoughts cycle up inside my brain. Am I out of things to lose or nothing more to gain? Dinner party, sense and logic are the one that I blame. You're so honest, repossessing, I bear only the same. Train of thought, but you told me it's all this a game. Question that I'm asking myself is if I wanna play. How long I'm willing to play. How long I'm willing to play.
Hello, you listen to the radio station CITR 101.9 FM, also available on the website called CITR.ca. I just played you three bands, Greatest Sons, Anthems, and Indications, which will join Dead and Driving for the album release show, which is taking place this Saturday at the Red Gate. Let's go quickly for the songs I played for you. The first track was Request from Matt from Dead and Driving. He requested Enough of It All by the Greatest Sons from their studio album called Last Night on Earth. Then we heard Anthems covering Dead and Driving and their song called Floodgate. And that was a song from the compilation Vancouver Volume 4. And the track, last track of this block was by Indication. That was a song called Frame Error from their EP called The Joy of Being Permanently Vacant. So Dead and Driving, The Greatest Sons, Anthem, and Indications are playing this Saturday at the Red Gates. The cover is Pay What You Worth, 15 is recommended, and it's 19+. The doors are 8 p.m., so this is going to be a super fun show. I recommend going if you don't have any other plans, if this is going to be a good night of local music. This weekend is actually full of great shows. There's a new website which you can check out. It's called VancouverPunkCalendar.com. It's done very, very nicely. It combines, it is what it says in the name of the website. It's Vancouver Punk Calendar. So there's a listing of all upcoming shows, and I'm looking on the Saturday, January 28th. There's 9 shows happening in Vancouver or British Columbia. So that's quite a few options to spend your Saturday. And I'll give you a couple more. So the Dead and Drive-In is happening at the Red Gate, but there's another show which is happening at Black Lab. The band from Seattle, Kids on Fire, are coming to play, and they are playing with two local bands, Pilsgnar and Car Fifth. So that show is early show. It starts at 8 o'clock, finished by 11, so you can even pull a lens and come to a couple of shows. For example, Kids on Fire and then Dead and Driving, but that's just an option. How about I'll play you some of the bands which will be, not some, all three bands which will be playing the show. Kids on Fire, Pilsgnar, and Car Fifth. And we'll start with a band called Kids on Fire. They're from Seattle, and this is their track, which is called One for the Road.
I don't need a word.
Hello, that was weekly punk rock radio show called Russian Tim Show. Thank you so much for listening. That was almost 100% local episode, which is great because we have good bands in Vancouver. I played you three bands which will be playing on Saturday at the Black Club. That's an early show, starts at 8, finished by 11. Kids on Fire from Seattle are playing with Pilsgnar and Karfif. And I played you three songs. The opening track was by One for the Road from Kids on Fire from Seattle. Then Pilsgnar with Alt Wrong and Karfif with Sick, C-I-C-K, as they spelled out the title of the song in the end of the song. So that show is happening on Saturday. Like I said, if you look at the VancouverPunkCalendar.com, on Saturday. There's like how many, like like 8 different shows. So there's quite a few options of what you can do on the Saturday. One more show, which I'll bring you into action, and I will wrap up the show with, is happening at the Cobalt. The Cobalt reopened, and they're doing shows again, which I think it's pretty, pretty great. The band called Big City Germs are playing the Shit Talk, with Shit Talkers, Dead Rides from Victoria, and Brahmankind. So this is another option, and it's an early show as well. This one starts at 7, and so this is at the Cobalt. Quite a few shows. You can go see Dead and Driving at the Red Gate, you can see Kids on Fire at the Black Club, or Big City Germs and Shit Talkers at the Cobalt. Quite a few options. You have your... I present you the options, and if you feel so, you can participate in some of them. This is it. Thank you so much for listening. That was the Russian Tim Show. You can find the episodes of this program on the website called Spotify, as well as on the CITR.ca episode. This is great. Have a wonderful, wonderful weekend. This weekend is full of great local shows in Vancouver, and you can go check it out. And I'll finish with a song by the band The Shit Talkers. They are playing on Saturday, January 28th at the Cobalt. Thanks so much for listening. That was Russian Tim Show. Have a super, super fun weekend. I wish you great success, happiness, love, and health. This is The Shit Talkers, the song called You. Thank you. Bye-bye.